This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we were there many, many years. Pastor Shelton was the founder and the pastor there for 50 years, and he's gone on to be with the Lord many years now. And the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, picked up the reins of old Dan and riding out now, spreading the gospel, giving out the gospel. And we'd like to hear from some of you. Let me know where you're listening. And I'd like to hear from some of you if you're hearing us for the first few times. And remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. We'll get back in our study in just a moment. But I want to play you one more of our choir songs, our CDs, and then I'll tell you how you can receive them. So you listen, would you do that? And then let me know if you like them. Sinner saved by grace. You know, I have folks write me and say, Pastor, don't call me a sinner. I'm not a sinner. Well, the Old Trailblazer is a saved sinner. Just an old sinner saved by grace, my friend. Why would the Lord choose to save an old sinner like the Old Trailblazer? I don't really know. I'll find that out maybe one day in heaven. It sure wasn't anything the Lord saw in me. I have folks say, well, I've kept this and I've done that and I've go to church every Sunday and I blah, 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 blah. No. No, none of that. None of that has any effect, my friend. The Lord chose to save a number that no man can number. But let me mention about this CD. It's $5, and we'll send it to you. And if you don't like it, I'll send you money back. I will. I'll give you money back. But we have 9 of them, and they are all nothing but old blood songs, about 15, 18 on each CD. Let's get back to our study. We were looking there. Joseph had brought those two boys up there in Egypt. Joseph's wife was an Ethiopian woman. Joseph had refused to let those boys be brought up in the ways of the Egyptian, in that idolatrous worship. He wanted them identified with God's people, and didn't rest until they received a blessing from their old grandfather, Jacob. Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. You out there, you fathers and mothers who hear me, your pastor, the Old Trailblazer, your pastor, where you attend services, you may not be all that you'd like to be. He may not be all you'd like for him to be. But listen, will you listen? He may not be all he'd like to be. But you can look closely and find the faults and failures like old Jacob's life. But listen, I tell you one thing. Don't criticize him. Don't magnify his faults in front of your children. Oh, I don't care who your pastor is. I won't always be here either. Somebody else will stand here, make these services, I hope. And most of you will still be here. Don't criticize your pastor. There should be a constant bringing of your children. Pastor, I want my children to be made a member of the household of God. Now, if Joseph had criticized his father, the old patriarch, the leader of that clan, old Jacob was kind of like the pastor of the clan. They all looked up to him. And do you think it would have had much effect on those two boys? No. But when Joseph brought them to Jacob, he was sitting there on the side of his bed, hoary head, stoop-shouldered, feeble, dying. And he said, "Father, I want you to bless these two boys. Now, when you bring your babies to be blessed, do you mean it? Do you mean it?" But listen, that was a great day when Joseph brought Ephraim and Manasseh and put them between his knees of the old patriarch and blessed them while he was dying. Now, our churches are going what we used to call the mud flats today. Oh, the religious world has gone. The apostasy has set in because our pulpits are not filled with men of faith, men who have walked the rugged pathway of life as a life of faith. If you did, you wouldn't have all, if they did, it wouldn't have all this tommy rot that's preached today, all of this easy believingism, all of this decisionism, all of this turning over a new leaf, all of this simply be baptized. All of those things are not of the Lord, my friend. No, they don't even smell like salvation. But listen, you wouldn't have the ministers trotting up down the country in the infernal, ungodly marches and all of those things, strutting their stuff in ministers of the gospel. You wouldn't have them running off with a piano player and going out in somewhere and trying to get lost. And you wouldn't have them homosexuals in the pulpit. You wouldn't have those things, my friend. No, sir, because I just don't believe a homosexual can sit under my preaching. I don't. Not that I would be critical of him, but I preach the truth. The Bible says it's abomination. It's abomination, my friend. It's abominable. And I know some who are like that, but my friend, they're blinded. God have mercy upon this poor country of ours. The apostasy is here. It's not coming. It's already here. In my poor, feeble mind, my poor, feeble estimation, judgment could fall upon this country any day now, just like it did on Sodom and Gomorrah. We wouldn't have a thing to say about it. We wouldn't have one word to say, "Why, Lord?" Because we would know. Because homosexuality and those things were the prevalent sins in those days. And the prevalent sin in the days of Noah, when the flood came, and the prevalent sin of Sodom and Gomorrah and all of the other cities of the plains there that we know about, my friend, God hates sin. God hates sin. And that sin of homosexuality is so ridiculous and so perverted and so vulgar and so filthy that the Lord is going to spew it out of his mouth one day. And I praise the Lord for it. Oh, my friend, you and I, it's coming. It's spreading like wildfire. But the Lord says, one day, he'll have enough of it. Listen, now, let's go back. We're talking about preachers parading up and down the country against things that's going on. But listen, calling themselves preachers, why don't they take the shingle down and put up there a minister of a jackass club? That's right. That's all they are. Never have been redeemed by the gospel of the Son of God. Now, that doesn't mean I don't believe in civil rights or other things. Surely I do. But all of those things, I want to tell you, there has been broken down the voice of authority in the homes, in the pulpit, in the cities, in our state, and now, as never before, in our national political scene, is gone, my friend. It's gone. We have let the bars down. I just want to tell you that God loves sinners, and he'll save them. He won't save them in their sin. But old Jacob here, he persevered, didn't he? He stayed true. And we could go back there. I asked you to take your Bible and read the whole story of Jacob and Esau and all of those things. And it'll give you a different slant on God's child. It will, my friend. But listen, this country, I can't describe to you how far we have drifted into apostasy. I'll maybe get into that in our next study. But this old patriarch, Jacob, spoke with a voice of authority. And Joseph, the prime minister of Egypt, recognized it. Oh, listen, my friend, we'll get into him in a little bit later, but I just want to take a moment and tell you the old trailblazer, I would like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you folks who are listening over our new stations, old station, and then help me with the broadcast. Now, the old trailblazer broadcast is sponsored by Goodwill Love Offerings. That's all. The church here stands behind it, and the church has to have help to get all these broadcasts. We own over 100 stations now with the trailblazer and going on about 50 more stations with the Voice of Truth. And the Lord gave me the impression to go on go on East Station. And I told you before, he said, certainly I'll be with you. The last thing I want to do is walk out of God's will. I don't. I don't want to walk out of God's will, my friend. And I'm not going to by the grace of God. But he says, preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. That means get up off of it and go to work. That means to go to work. Shake your lethargy out of your legs and go to work. And get up and stand up and put a broomstick in your backbone. And preachers, you young preachers, to put a broomstick up your backbone. Give you a little strength. And preach hell off the cross. That's right. Somebody called me one day and criticized me for saying that. Well, my friend, you know, if you wait long enough, somebody will criticize you. Old Pastor Shelton said if nobody criticized him, he'd just hire somebody to criticize him. But listen, Satan's always up and about his business. Did you know that? But let me give you this information. Go there to our website, radiomissions.org, and you can look up over there on the left side, radio broadcast. Click on that and then go across the page to sermons, Trailblazer, Voice of Truth. You can look all those things up. And if you would, write me and let me hear from you. And remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you till next time.